Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
Everything, bourbon was in everything. We called, so Cecily, my wife, said, I don't know where she got the inspiration for this. Probably my liquor cabinet, but she was like, I'm going to put bourbon in everything. So even the turkey wasn't basted. It was brined in a bourbon based solution. And then of course we then, you know, had multiple bourbons to pair with bourbon food.
Of course, as you do.
Yeah. So
story style.
Needless to say, good times were had, not so much the day after. But
a very merry Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Bourbon giving. Try it.
Bourbon giving. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the huddle. So we're recording right before Thanksgiving, not on a Friday.
Right up to the back of Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Rather than talk about things we haven't shared this week in the huddle, let's talk about your Thanksgiving vibe.
So we typically spend Thanksgiving with friends. Mm-hmm. And this year is no different. We are hosting a friend of my wife's whose husband is serving in the military, and he was supposed to be home this year for Thanksgiving. But as soon as he got back from his duty, they called him kind of out of the blue, unexpected, and said, "We need you back." And wow. So he's being rotated back in. And so she's left, this poor woman is left kind of without the Thanksgiving she thought she was going to have.
Bummer.
So, yeah, but we're going to have her
over. They're going to fill her up with bourbon.
Bourbon. Yep. We're going to give her the full story style spread, you know, the treatment, and we'll have a good time.
Awesome. I know it'll be really good food.
Yeah. How about you?
This year's vibe is super laid back for me. I think I might do like a turkey trot run in the morning and just hang out all day because now Juliet, my 16-year-old, is way into cooking. So she and Emily, my wife, are going to be in the kitchen most of the day cooking. I don't have any responsibilities as far as I know. So
nice.
Going to be laid back and fun.
You could do bourbon giving like Brett style.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, I would just drink it all day.
So good.
Maybe I will.
All right. Well, let's get into this week's topic, the review. What are we talking about today?
Yeah. So we are actually recording this because we want to talk about our Thanksgiving Team Angle conversation cards. So we posted a link earlier this week, turn Thanksgiving into a fun family building experience with our hilarious conversation cards. So we wrote a little bit of a post about drawing the kind of correlation between teams and families on holidays. And I don't know, just like a little fun thing that we're doing that's kind of a spin-off game of the actual Team Angle conversation cards, which are currently being printed.
Yeah. Well, and so we had this idea, I want to say, what, on Friday?
I think it was Friday we were talking.
We were just joking about, hey, how funny would it be to, you know, make cards for Thanksgiving, and what, like within minutes, we're like, hey, let's come up with some card ideas.
Why don't we actually do this? Yeah, let's just do it. Like we did with the election thing.
Exactly.
Fun little quick project. It's goofy, you know, but it's also fun.
Yes. And it is real. People still say, like, I didn't know this was a thing that was real. And it's like, yes, it is.
It is real.
Yeah. So what's your favorite card?
My favorite.
We have cards for communication, collaboration, and culture, and then response cards. So what's your favorite?
I have a few. My favorite communication card is, does everyone know who's responsible for keeping Uncle, insert name, away from political debates today? Or are we winging it like the turkey? I mean, especially this year, I'm going to be navigating away from all of those conversations for sure. But that's like a typical theme for people with holidays, right? At least since 2016.
So the one that cracked me up, excuse me, is do we know who's bringing dessert, or are we all assuming that pie is magically going to appear like a Hallmark miracle?
Yeah.
That was
I
so
like that
good.
one too. My daughter was like, I was like, do you think they're funny? And she was like, well, there was one of that had Hallmark in it. And then she kind of giggled. So that made me proud.
Nice,
Yeah,
very
like the
nice.
idea here is like these are conversation starters to have with friends or family or your chosen family after dinner or before dinner, whenever. It's like it's nothing serious, right? Like you download the file, you print them, you cut them up, you chat.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you guide the conversation as opposed to leaving it up to conspiracy theories, right?
Or debates about what's good and what isn't.
Yeah. So take charge of Thanksgiving. Download those cards.
Perfect. Yeah. So should we get into the ask then? Because the ask is pretty much
It
everything
is.
you just
We
said.
anybody who's listening to this now, share. We'd love for you to share the Thanksgiving cards, the blog post that Brett mentioned, which will be linked in the show notes. Please share them far and wide on your Facebooks, on your TikToks, on your instant messaging app of your choice. But really, we'd love to, just because we know it's funny, every time we've shown this to folks, there's always, it always gets a laugh. If you could use a laugh, if you know people who could use a laugh, send them the link. And it's okay if you just give us our email address, or give them our email address, we'll send them to you.
Yeah, we'll teach them how to download, cut them up, and all of that. Maybe I'll post a tutorial on TikTok. That's my new
Customer
part-time job.
service for printing and cutting.
Yeah,
Yes.
brett@sameteampartners.com. All
All
right.
right, let's get into the hit list.
Yes,
What are
sir.
we thankful for discovering this year?
Yeah, so I have a couple of new things and a couple of old things I've kind of rediscovered. My first is listening. Also, I feel like this is a little bit of a like a best of, and it gave me like pressure for that. But anyway, I'm thankful for this album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwestern Princess by Chappell Roan. I don't know if you know this, but way back when it first came out, we were on a call with Sonia, and she and I were talking about it, and I was telling her how much I didn't like it because I felt like Spotify was forcing it on me with the algorithm.
That's right.
It finally won me over. I love it. And also love her. You have to watch her NPR Tiny Desk. She's really cool.
Very cool. I love Tiny Desk. By the way, did you know that they were doing them in Japan?
No.
Yeah, they did a partnership with a broadcasting company in Japan, and they've
Oh,
got all
cool.
these Japanese acts. So, yeah.
Neat.
My listening, and I'm thankful for rediscovering music from the 90s. So in some cases, it's like rediscovering like Ned's Atomic Dustbin, right?
Right.
Even though I didn't listen to a lot of it. But then there was also, and I think I shared this in earlier episodes, a Tribe Called Quest, completely just never heard of it, right? And I actually didn't hear about it until like 2016, when they came back to record their fourth album, and it was like a revival kind of thing. And even then, I didn't go back to listen to their back catalog. So, yes,
Got the record right on my shelf.
you're pointing to the record. So I'm just thankful for, like I said, discovering and in some cases rediscovering music from especially the early 90s, just stuff I wasn't paying attention to. So good.
Yeah, I love that. So, on the kind of line of rediscovery, my reading in the hit list this week is Into the Wild by Jon Krakauer. I don't know if you ever read that one. I actually read it at a kind of tumultuous time in my life when I was being laid off from a job and wasn't sure what I wanted to do next. And
Oh, good. What an uplifting book for that time.
But like it really does give you so much. It sheds light on life and like what's important. And I don't know. It's something that I picked up recently and have been reading again. Also, I've seen the movie. I don't love the movie as much, but I definitely recommend checking it out. It's a really good book.
Yeah, I will have to. I'll have to check that out sometime. I don't know. We'll see. I had a difficult time with reading because, as you say, this felt like pressure of like, what's the top, what's the best? And honestly, I feel like I've probably read more articles and such than I have finished books this year.
Right, same.
I've started so much. And so I have a hard time even coming up with like a single answer on this, other than I did pick up a few of the Dew books. And there's one called Dew Hope. And we'll link to it in the show notes, but it is, especially how people are probably feeling right now. It's it's not a very long book, but if I should say in the vein of all the other Dew books, there's going to be a lot of just good advice and just something to help you get back up on your feet and move forward.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. My final is watching, and it's that I finally this year watched Game of Thrones. And I'm so happy that I did
Sex
because
Hobbit.
it's so good. And then I watched like the follow-on series, and I'm just like, I'm way in. And I think I might even watch Game of Thrones again. And just really quickly, want to send a little bit of an apology to our friend Rawl Anders, who years ago tried to force Game of Thrones on me and gave me like a burned DVD of it. I was like, I'm not watching this. I finally did, and I liked it.
There you go, Rawl. You've been vindicated. Mine is the series Bad Monkey, that was on Apple TV, and I gotta say it would be neck and neck of Slow Horses. But Bad Monkey was a new series. Glad to discover it. It's that type of humor that I love, and the kind of twisted storytelling or twisted characters that intermingle, bump into each other. And so I'm thankful that that actually got turned into a series, and it was really well done.
Cool. I'll check that out. All right. Let's wrap it up. What's this week's high five?
I think we just need to have a five gratitude.
Yeah.
The best teams offer gratitude to one another, and it just feels good to you or good to do. So
I agree.
thank you, Brett. I'm
Thank
thankful
you.
for you. Thankful for same team. And look forward to recording this. This will have to be like an annual podcast. So look forward to doing this again in 2025.
Yeah. Lots of gratitude for me. Thankful for you. Thankful for the five people who listen to the podcast and everything else. Let's have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.